What's going on, guys? This is KT. We are back with another episode of Touch Talks. I haven't done an episode of Touch Talks with Uncle Mike in forever, so we're going to throw it back. Uncle Mike, how you doing, brother? It's been a while.
It has been a while. How are you? I am doing very well. Thank you.
Good, my man. Yeah, so the last time we talked about stepping it up, sharing, caring, life up,
right.
And the whole usual. And we saw the step up. We saw things really start to take off. I started UP 2.0 this last time I did. I finally started that. We still have more evolution and plans in the way, but things are looking up. And how you been, man? That's pretty much what I've been doing, just grinding as usual.
I've been pretty well. Just been kind of grinding it out with work. My mother has, you know, since she's been sick, we've been really trying to gear up our efforts to purchase a home closer to where I live so she could move closer to us. So we, you know, she's not like 2 hours away.
Right.
So that's really what's been taking up a lot of my time. But other than that, you know what? I'm just grateful to be alive. I'm, you know, blessed beyond belief that I'm, you know, getting to do all the, you know, great things that I get to do and, you know, get to do podcasting and, you know, just, hey man, no hassle in the castle, man. I'm happy to love you guys.
Yeah, man, that's great. That's great. I mean, really, we really didn't have anything planned for those major talks tonight. We're just going to continue what we were talking about last time about just, you know, the step up, man. I think the one thing, I don't know, I feel like it's been an interesting time, especially at the end of August, right? We're in times that most people are coming back from vacation or slowing it down, winding it down for Labor Day, really turning it off and enjoying the weekend. We kind of picked an interesting time to do the show. I guess the importance of reflection, I think, is what we're going to talk about, if I'm not mistaken. Sort of kind
oh,
of
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, man. I mean, for me, I actually, you're my guest. So, what's your thoughts on reflection, Uncle Mike, and how you reflect?
So my thoughts on reflection, I think, especially for me, these past couple of months, it has been like somewhat of a roller coaster. Me getting to travel to Europe for the first time, meeting family members whom I never met before, like long lost family members who lived in the Netherlands, and getting to talk to them and getting to meet, you know, their younger kids and, you know, talking to them. And then to have all of that to, you know, like kind of have all that great time enjoying myself, and then to come back to United States and to get hit with the news that my mom got hospitalized.
Right, right.
It really kind of put a lot of stuff in perspective. It made me kind of look back and also kind of like made me realize, like, holy crap, like, you know, we don't have a lot of time left in this world.
No.
I mean, you know, for me anyways, I mean, for KT, you got all the time in the world. But for an old guy like me, it's like, oh, geez, I you know, to think, you know, my mom, she got hospitalized because her heart is too weak. She's getting up there in age. She's almost 70 years old. And, you know, it's like, you know, like she's getting up there in age where it's like she needs to take care of herself. And not only that, me as a son and my brother and other siblings, like, as, you know, children, we need to, like, spend more time with our family. We need to spend more time with our mothers and our fathers and just appreciate that they are not going to be here forever. And
right.
It really, you know, like, it kind of put a lot of stuff in perspective. Like, I started to reflect and was like, damn, you know, like, I lived somewhat somewhat of a charmed life, you know, like kind of growing up in the United States, you know, while my parents, you know, like immigrated here and had to struggle for so many years, and I never even get to see any of that. Like, all I really know about is American life. You know, I never grew up under communist rule. Never had to like struggle just to get food on the table. You know, like everything was almost like kind of handed down to me. And, you know, it just made me realize like how grateful and how fortunate that me and my brothers and my siblings are.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I mean, you know, and reflection, and that's what reflection means to me.
Yeah, man, that's an interesting, I think, concept, believe it or not, what you're speaking of, the way of the lifestyle, right? You have two different lifestyles. You grew up in two different locations in the sense of, you don't really experience it, but you kind of see from mainstream media what's going on over there. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. It's pretty sad what's going on over there, and especially in Hong Kong and all that. It's, you know.
Oh,
it's
yeah, not, absolutely.
Like we should be able to make peace and not war, but it's just things happen. And I guess reflection for me, man, it's been an all right week. But the one thing that triggered me a little bit was, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but what's going on the Amazon?
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, I was a little upset because that's the biggest rainforest to known kind, right? I don't think there's anything bigger than that. And we're letting it burn.
Right.
Like that's not a wake-up call.
Right.
And it does, to me, it's like you're letting, I don't know, at least a fifth of our oxygen, the world's oxygen supply, go to waste.
Right.
I'm not really sure if we're supposed to be doing that as a society. I think we need to – I mean, I've seen some people step forward paying money and donating, but – how we go there as a people, it's like we gotta go to the area. We can't just rely on, oh well, these pictures are gonna be doing justice. They're not. You have to go to the area. We gotta investigate what's really causing this almost catastrophe. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's a catastrophe, and until we fix that, we may never know, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's visible from space.
Seth. Like
that's crazy.
Like, yeah, man, the fact that we can't put our planet first, and that's all we got. Like, we can't live without our planet. And I know offense to what they're trying to do in outer space, but I only know one planet, and that's home, Earth. Like, there's no other planet I know of. So until that's the case, we got to make sure we got to protect this, so our kids in the future, the kids of the future, need to have a place to build and grow. We can't just allow this to happen. We need to put our foot down. So that's been reflection for sure. But reflection to me, it's really about taking time out of your day, your night, whatever, and just spending time with yourself or whatever yourself means and enjoying stuff you normally don't do or do, right? You can still do the same stuff, but relax, right? Take that moment to watch a movie or catch up on a web series, catch up on the relationship you're trying to fix, or, you know, do stuff that you normally wouldn't do on a daily basis, and document it, podcast it, write it down, relate to it, go outside and live it in the nature and explore. Like there's so much to do in the reflection period. It's almost like real work, but it's spiritual work that if you don't do, you don't grow. Right. So I think it's a good way to test your management, test your skills and grow. And I think I've been doing a lot more reflection probably in those few weeks I took that break from KT or from the UP. But ever since then, I still take once or twice a day. I just reflect of, like, you know, the world is a crazy place and we got to make sure to always stay on our toes and always be improving and always staying on top of our game. Cause that's what the mantra is nowadays. It's all about the game and how you stay on top of it. Doesn't have to mean you have to be on here 24/7, but as long as you stay and stick to your message, you'll get those results you want, you know?
For sure, for sure. I might recommend, KT, like, you know, for people out there, even you, to start getting into the habit of, you know, meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
Or exercise, you know, like not daily exercise, but like a consistent, you know, time that you put into like exercise, like maybe 3 times out of the week,
Yes.
because that would also, you know, like doing those types of activities actually does help you do a lot of reflecting.
Oh yes, no, absolutely, man, 100%. I always do my daily workout every day, or not every day, but at least 4 to 5 times a week. If I can't get to 4 to 5, I'll do 2 or 3. It's important. I'd do anything in the sense of crunch ups or aerobic yoga in a sense. I just, I put my feet up and my head's on the ground, just hold that pose, stuff like that, just to make sure I'm flexible, keeps my body limber. But more importantly than my body, keeps my mind going, right? Keeps my mind thinking of the calmness, having that calm spiritual side is important. I've always had it in me. I love being spiritual and calm when I need to be, because even when everything's going right, sometimes I just like, I need a spiritual break. So I go outside or even go inside my basement and just take the spiritual break. It's all right to take a break, take a spirituality break, and get refocused for the next 2, 3 weeks, or I guess next week, because this is the last week of August. I can't believe it, but the next week of August and then September. Get your mind right. Yeah.
No, you should definitely don't yeah, I mean, for your listeners out there, for anybody out there, is there is nothing wrong with it, and as a matter of fact, you should do it more often times than not. Don't like write it off as like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or whatever. Like, take those breaks, man. Take those breaks. Do that meditation. Get that exercise in. Like, trust me, in the long run, you'll benefit from it. You certainly will live a healthier life. And, you know, if you have your health, man, that's really all that
Oh,
matters. You know, your health
100%.
is your wealth. You know, like, you can have all the money in the world, but if you're sick and you're not eating right, you're drinking, you know, you're doing a lot of bodily damage to your, you know, to your body and mind. Trust me, all the money in the world is not gonna, you know, not gonna save you, man. You're not
No.
gonna, yeah, you're not gonna live long enough to see it all, you know, fruition. You know, you're, you know, it's just, yeah, you don't take any of that with you. So, you know, your health is your wealth, man. And if you take care of yourself, man, you'll live a long time and you'll be a happy person, happier person. Just, you know,
Yeah, man. No,
bottom
I get
line.
what. Yeah, but yeah. Oh, man, for sure, for sure. I think for anyone else listening, this includes me in a sense, right? To always stay continuing to do that, or if you're having trouble, it's all right to take away some stuff, break away from some stuff, look at things in a different perspective, understand the value that reflection is not always for everybody, but if you can do some things differently in your routine, you can do some things differently in your day to day. It doesn't have to be wholesale. It can be minor tweaks. I love doing minor
Right.
tweaks. And minor tweaks can just make a week's worth of difference. And heck, minor tweaks can make your month. I've seen it before. I mean, there's been times where I'm doing stuff and I'm thinking a couple minor tweaks here and there. And that's it. That will get me to the next level. And it works. Trust me, it's better to make a minor tweak than a wholesale change, because the wholesale change is probably more complicated, whereas a minor tweak is more simple for your mindset. That's a fact.
Oh yeah, that, absolutely, man. Yeah, little tweaks here and there, man. Sometimes an overhaul, you know, can stress you out, can be
Yeah, man.
overwhelming. You know, it could deter you from continuing because you just feel like, oh, anything I'm doing is not right, or anything I'm trying to do is not working. You know, like it's. You know, and we talk about this all the time, right? Like, consistency is kind of like the key. You know, it's difficult to stay consistent, and but that's the key, man. Staying consistent, being patient. You know, we talk about this all the time,
Yep.
and then we also, I mean, you know, I post this stuff too on Instagram. You know, like we share a lot of the same, you know, quotes and
Yes.
great advice, life advice out there. I think, you know, part of reflection, it was interesting that we talk about reflection, was also because we kind of shared each other's posts.
Yes.
Today or yesterday, about quotes about the DM challenge or one DM or one.
Yeah, man, one mission, one challenge.
Mission, one challenge, and
that's
I think,
ultimate reflection. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to say, is that is the ultimate, like, reflection tool, like, to kind of give back to any of your friends, to, you know, anyone who's ever reached out to you and you know, helped you in any sort of way. And all, you know, it's not so much, you know, it's like giving them validation. It's just letting them know that what they did for you, or, you know, the little amount of time that we spent together, you know, it affected us in a certain way where, you know, I remember it and I appreciate that you actually, you know, give 20 seconds of your time, 2 minutes of your time just to talk to me about that stuff.
Yeah,
and I really want to thank you for all of that, you know? So, you know, that's you're right. It's like the ultimate reflection.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to bring this back. I mean, I guess I'm going on my page right now reading the whole thing, but it really takes 20 seconds. And the fact that I'm allowing people to join in on the conversation this year more than last year, you know, I didn't know what I was doing as far as you guys. I did it more for me. But now that I have more data and knowledge, I want to give back. And basically, other than the fact that you get the 20 best followers, forget that. That's something that's completely different. That's a whole other thing at the end of the year. The fact that you still get the message and you still have a chance to participate, it doesn't have to be me. Like, you can send the message to me, sure, if you want. It's just I'd rather you send it to somebody else. Because at the end of the day,
sure.
I'm the one doing 555 messages. You just have to do one. And eventually, if it works out well, we have 500 messages. Of course, some of the people I'm DMing, I expect no response. I mean, some
right.
of these people, I'm dead or verified accounts. I'm just doing it because, hey, they may never see this in their lifetime, but I still do it because why not, right? And there's still somebody I have the privilege of saying I admire them, respect them. I still do it. So it doesn't matter who you are. If you don't care about the page or you even take 2 seconds out of your day to like a post, all you got to do really is just be active. In a sense of, you know, you hit the blue follow button, and I'm always grateful for that. So, and it's an ultimate reflection. It's at the end of the year. It starts October, and it runs through December. Last year was just November, December, but I've got more followers, and I want to make this a little bit more deeper, a little more connection, a little more deeper. Run my pace, run my race, you know, 5-10 a day in October, 15 at most, and then November, I'll pick it up, and in December, I'll have the final 15, 20 days for the people who I really thought made a real impact, like yourself, Uncle Mike, and a couple others who I can name off the top of my head, who just, you know, were always there for me at the end of the year, through the whole year, and always liking the posts, and, you know, commenting, sharing, even giving me a call when I wasn't on for, let's say, I don't know, 24 hours. A couple of days here and there, they gave me a call saying what's good. No, I appreciate that. Or, you know, you haven't been as active. What's up? That's the stuff that really you remember more than just 55 likes. You remember the stuff that's a little bit more heart to heart than just, you know, self ego.
For sure, man. For sure. And I appreciate you. You know, kind of. You know, it's nothing. It really is nothing. You know, like we. I think it's we're on the same maybe vibration or wavelength here, that, you know, like, sometimes just got to reach out to KT and let him know, like, you know, I hear you. I hear you 100%, you know, and it feels good to, you know, give someone recognition and let them know that, you know, like, I hear you 100% what you're saying, that you're spitting straight facts. And,
yes.
You know, it's not going unheard, you know, and I, you know, like, yeah, and I don't, it's not like I'm asking you to like my comments back or anything.
No.
It's actually a, you know, it's for me, it's just a statement to, like, let you know, like, damn, you know, he spit some truth right there, you know, And that's all that really is, man. You know, it's not like we're trying to do it for anything specific. Like,
we're not doing this for the fame, guys. Like, that's what it is. We're doing this for value for you. That's it.
Exactly. For value. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. So, yeah, man. No, I mean, you know, thank you, KT, for, like, just kind of, you know, keeping all this going. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely, man. I got to thank – I mean, the support's been great, but, you know, at the end of the day, you can get all the world's support. It's on you. You make the choices you make. Every time I do something, I'm saying yes in my mind. I want to do this because I know it's going to provide value, or even if it doesn't provide value tomorrow, it will one day. You have to just go into it like that. You can't just go into it saying, oh, well, do I really need to post this content? Is it worth it? It probably is. No matter what it is, it's worth it. Even if it's not your own, if you have to take a minute to share it, it's still something that can provide value to your audience, and you can find a different perspective of what could happen, for sure.
It's funny you say that, because there's people out there,
yeah,
that are purposely doing things, like putting stuff out there just to get viral, just to become viral.
Yeah.
They need to say, you know, put a catchy title or...
Yeah, that flashy picture and all that, yeah.
Yeah, they need a clickbait of some sort to otherwise they're not going to do it. Otherwise they're not going to put it out there. You get what I'm saying? It's almost like you're kind of putting your stock on... other things other than the content, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah. My problem with that is it that's ego getting in the way. You see, that's the thing with it. It's ridiculous because, great, you got your short-term gain, but what is that going to do for you in the long run? Right. I'll wait because there's no, it does nothing.
Right.
The only thing that does, you can go.
And the question is, are you really – What is your purpose for doing all of this? You know, what are you gaining out of? Like, you're trying to gain something out of it, rather than you just want to give. Like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're not thinking about, obviously not giving back. Kendall Paulus just gives the word, but you don't look at this, and you're not looking at the other side, right? You're only looking at, it's a one side story, a one side street. Streets are two ways for a reason, man. And I think the people are trying to get viral. I'm not going to mention anybody, but you see it on the internet. It's just, is it worth it? When you could probably get viral by doing a podcast episode and one person sees it. You can get viral the right way. You can do it the smart way or the stupid way. The stupid way is trying to get it for clickbait. The smart way, make a podcast episode. The one person you connected with has connections. There you go. You did it the smart way. You know, it's all it takes is one person. And if you just do... That's why I think being patient with your content, being patient with whatever message you're building, like I said, whatever the message means to you at the top of the show, it'll pay off. It just doesn't – if you do what you're supposed to do, it will eventually pay off. I don't think there's been any circumstance in the world where I've seen someone do what they're supposed to do, create no stress in their life, or create minimal stress is a good word, and they haven't got reward. But if you try to get that short-term gain, create the wave right now, and you don't know, we don't really know your history of, are you going to be consistent or you're just going to get that one time fame and forget about where you came from. And we talked about, I think last week we talked, or 2 weeks, we talked about, no matter where we go, man, like, we got to remember where we came from. You can't just abandon sharing and abandon reflection, and personal development. It just doesn't make sense.
Right. Or your, a lot of people, they change after they get famous, and they abandon their roots.
Yeah.
Their roots, their principles, you know, they,
and
their, like,
morals.
Their morals. And it's like, it's, you know, they got that clout now. So it's like, I got to keep that clout going, you know, and I'm willing to like kind of give up, some things that I stand for to keep, you know, to keep this clout going. And, you know, it's funny because when you see people who actually do that, they don't last very long. they last, I mean, you know, they're hot for a little bit, but then later on they die off, and it's like they, it's almost like they sold out, you know, like they're not, when they become irrelevant, they just become,
right.
You know, like they're not famous anymore. And it's like, and they, I don't know how to explain it. I just know, like, these people who sell out, like they're 15 minutes, you know, they actually have a 15 minute. And once their 15 minutes is up, it's like you don't hear anything from them no more. They're actually
They drop off the wave.
Yeah, they drop off, or they're kind of corny all of a sudden. All of a sudden, they're not just, you know, the stuff that they, you know, people, you know, think that they were cool for back in the day, you know, when their 15 minutes of fame was hot, you know, like all of a sudden they're all corny and they're not relevant anymore. And they're just all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're lame. Whereas the authentic people, for whatever reason, they stay relevant or they stay authentic and, you know, they last, you know, they last for, you know, a long time. So, you know, it goes to show you, you know, like if you sell out on your principles, you sell out on your morals, you know, like you're not going to last very long. You're not going to last very long in, you know, this internet, social media, mainstream, you know, all these things. So just.
Yeah, man. No, 100%, bro. It's unfortunately, I hate to say this as a, you know, a reference, an analogy, but trying to get famous nowadays and get that clickbait is like, you know, taking that drug, unfortunately. You know, you get that instant satisfaction, and we see it around the world, man. But what's that doing for you in the long run? It's killing yourself faster with the drugs, and in this case, you're killing your fame because you don't want to be authentic. Yeah,
right.
Sure, you get that 1 month, but what are you going to do for the next 70 months?
Yeah.
Like, what's your plan? Like,
yeah, the next 50 years. Yeah.
Exactly, man. That's
a retirement plan.
Yeah, that's the plan. It's like they get that 1 year of greatness, and then the next 10 is like, where are they? I mean, some people, they get famous, they get what they get, they give back for like 10, 15 years, and they just was like, all right, that's enough, and they kind of stay high, low key, but they do stuff behind the scenes. That's different. We're talking about the people who, you know, get it right away, and then they just don't care. Like they don't give back the value we thought they were. And it's sad because this is what the next generation looks up to, right? And if they see this, like, they're going to be like, oh, well, I should do this when I become this. People see this in an instant connection. We talked about, you know, impulses and behavioral theories and monkey see, monkey do. You know, if people see other people doing certain things, I want to be that. But it's the wrong type of influence. I think we had a conversation on influences like 17 episodes ago, but the point is, like, it's true. Like, what you see on the internet, sometimes you're going to mimic it because you believe that this person or this said whatever has the perfect principles and the perfect morals.
Mm.
You know, and then you find out to realize they're not.
Yeah. 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 And I think this is where, you know, you as people as parents, they need to kind of, you know, really make sure that their kids are not like they don't have full access of the internet at a young age, because they can certainly start subscribing to, you know, stuff like Logan Paul and his brother, what's his little brother's name, something other, and you know, these crazy YouTubers who are doing jackass stuff on the internet and pranking people and doing things like that, and, you know, thinking they're top of the world, you know. But then it's like, yeah, you're hot now, but again, it's like,
right,
you know, once you you're hot now at 18 years old, you know, you're making buku bucks, everybody thinks you're cool in the internet, but wait till you're 35, you know, and you're still doing the same thing. Like, are you, you know, like, all of a sudden, you're not that cool guy on the internet doing that stuff anymore. You're a 35-year-old man doing 18-year-old, you know, pranks and things like that on people. So it's like, you know, you're going to become irrelevant, or you're going to become corny, and you know, because you're selling out your principles, or you're selling out your morals, you know, for the dollar, you know.
Yeah, or the glitz and the glamour. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, you're wasting your whole time. And I mean, listen, I know a couple pranksters online, and they're different though. The thing with them is, sure, they're a verified account. I talked to these guys. Like my boy Neil Henry, he's a verified account. But guess what? I look at every single post, every single comment. He's commenting back. Like, this guy doesn't have to do that, but he does that. He messages me all the time. Thank you for sharing. He runs his own stuff. He doesn't let the number get in the way of the real true heart of the people. He lets people go, random people go on a lot. Now, you see, those are the kind of people we respect because they're actually giving back to the common man. Whereas, like you said, Logan Paul or somebody, I don't see it.
Right.
You know, I just don't – I don't even follow those people. I mean, there's certain – that's why I don't follow many celebrities, many big-time people, because, sure, they might be doing stuff for their charity. They might be doing stuff, but I'm not seeing the value of me just trying to live that lifestyle or you know, get those morals and principles because we're – sure, we're two different people, but I have the right to choose who I want to follow. I like following common people. I can relate to it more, but I also know that the more common people I follow, I probably can learn something more in my ballpark. Whereas if I try to, honestly, I think common people in certain, like yourself, me, we probably have more perspective than sometimes than a bigger celebrity. It's the truth, right? Because they're used to a lifestyle that's completely different than ours. They may not have to work the rest of their lives. They might have a maid or a butler cook them or clean their house. We don't. We do everything on our own. We strive. We continue to grow. We keep developing. And to me, that's more important than just saying, let me just go out there and find the next influencer. That's what's more value to me, you know?
Right. No, it's true, man. It's true. Like celebrity, you know, like.
Celebritism, yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
These people, they live in a bubble. They are, you know, their circle is very, very small, very, very limited. Less than 1% of the population is, you know, famous, TV famous, I guess. You know, it's a very, very small niche. And so, you know, everything they do is, you know, magnified. So it's like, look at Logan Paul. He was just the average Joe, too. Like, he was just, you know, he grew up, you know, he got famous making vines. You know, him and his brother. Once Vine propelled them to, you know, celebrity status, they started making YouTube. And, you know, again, it's like when they were making YouTube, they were like, you know, 20, 21, you know, like they were at their, I guess, prime, you know, youth, you know, like celebrity status, all the girls taste after all the little boys want to be like them, you know, and all it took was for Logan to go to Japan and act a fool and you know, finding a dead body in the forest in Japan that caused his whole empire to kind of evaporate. If you Google Logan Paul or, you know, and you really kind of research him a little bit, like at the peak when he was like 21, 22, he was making so much money, like in the millions from merchandise, from music videos on YouTube, from just advertisements and stuff like that. And after that, you know, at one move, him going, you know, acting super obnoxious in Japan and finding a dead body and recording it, lost all the advertisements. People started unfollowing him. You know, people started bashing him. You know, like because of the fact that he had the audacity to, you know, like
let his ego get the best of him. Yes, he let the ego.
Yeah,
get the best
yeah.
Of him.
He let the ego get the best of him. He figured, like, you know, if I could film a dead person in the forest, I will get so many likes, you know, I will get so much clickbait, like it's gonna be insane. Like he looked at that, as way more important than being respectful, than, you know, respecting the dead and you know, doing what's right. So, you know, like, it, to me, it's just a perfect example of, you know, what it means for you to, you know, give up on your principles and, you know, throw what you know to be morally wrong, you know, like, out the window. You know what I'm saying? You know, look at him now. He's, you know, I wouldn't say he fell off completely, because I do believe he's still kind of, you know, in the scene here and there. But I mean, you know, he's nowhere near what he used to be. And that's, you know, and it all stems from, you know, him kind of selling his soul, selling out.
Yeah, man, these people, they think they're the best, you know, they can only do no right, you know, they think everything is their decision and it's only right, but, you know, at the end of the day, they don't know that whatever they do, it does actually affect them, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be, and this is, I think, it's a great example. You know, you're one step away from becoming somebody, but you're also one step away from losing something and losing it all. Yeah, that's it, man. Like, we're all, everything we do online, you know, you're one step away.
Yep.
So it's important to realize, take that one step of, you know, positive action, not stupidity.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
But, yeah, man, it's been crazy, like, just to think about, even myself, in a sense, right, just looking back, just thinking about some of the things I'm doing right now and some of the things you're doing, and we're collaborating, you know, trying to help build a community. That's the best way to go. We talked about community building has been the only way to go, because we know everyone's doing great things. And as we enter a new month, man, like, it's crazy how fast this year's gone. But at the same time, we got to finish these last 4 months strong. You know, we can't just let the fall air and the holiday season get the best of us. I know this time of year, everyone's getting ready for Halloween, school. What's my October plans? You know, what's my things? It's going to happen. It's going to happen the next month. You're going to hear some rumblings about it, and how we stay humble through it all, and how we stay courageous through it all, and we don't let one poor decision around the time of year when we're supposed to give back the most, don't let it define you. Just let it rise to you. Let it come to you. Don't force the issue, and you'll eventually get what you need and deserve, for sure.
Right, man. Yeah, for sure. We definitely need to finish the year strong. We only have 4 months left. Crazy.
Yep.
It is crazy how fast this whole year passed.
This year is falling more. Like, last year, I'll admit, it took a while to get the year started, January to February. This year has been flying. It's not even close. It's been, like, fast. It's like Fast and Furious, the movie. It's been fast. And, it just shows you that people are doing so many good things that it's going to continue to get faster, you know?
That's real, though, man. Yeah, when time flies, that means you're having a good time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and
you know,
more moments, the better.
Exactly. So, you know, I do appreciate and, you know, have a lot of, I guess, great memories and gratitude for everything that's happened for me this year. And, you know, this is a great episode that, you know, we get to talk about reflection, because it's
end of the month.
It is. Yeah. End of the month and end of the summer.
Yep. End of summer. And
yeah. Halloween's around the corner. Yeah, you're right. And I'm actually very excited for Halloween. That's probably my favorite holiday.
Halloween.
All holidays, the Halloween is my favorite. Like, I don't even care about Thanksgiving or Christmas that much, you know? Like, Halloween,
yeah.
I feel like, to me, is just, like, the one day of the year where I could actually be myself and act a fool, and everybody's okay with it, you know? So, you know, I definitely look forward to that. You know, right now I'm in the process of trying to look for a new home to buy so my mom could move in closer to me, because of the health scare she had. It just kind of, again, you know, it just put everything in perspective. Like, you know, like, for that to happen at the moment when I return home to after my vacation, like, it just really made me realize, like it was like reality slapping me in the face, saying like, hey, you know, back to business. No more, you know, like traveling. You're done with vacation. You know, you had your fun. Now, you know, take care of your moms. You know, get whatever it is you need to get done, like ASAP. Don't, you know, stop dilly dallying, stop dithering, and let's get shit done. You know, it's like
time to move. Yeah.
It's almost like the universe is giving me a wake up call. It's like, hey, you know,
yeah,
I'm just grateful that it didn't happen while I was in Europe, you know, like my mom being hospitalized and stuff. Like, I'm just super, super grateful that it, you know, like I was actually in town when it happened rather than like being out of the country. So, you know, again, you know, like great episode, and it's, you know, on reflection, and I'm, you know, I'm really happy that, you know, I got to, you know, do this episode with you today, man.
Yeah, no, 100%, bro. I think it's a good way to wrap it up, because I think it's, unless you have something else to talk about, I think it's just important that we take time, man. I think, you know, everyone's going to need to reflect. I mean, I always reflect at the end of the year, but I think when I get, you know, we're almost, what are we, like less than 45 days away, 50 days away from the DM challenge, I think it's good, because there are certain people I always wonder, like, are they good? Are we sure? I can't get to them every day. And this message I'm going to do for myself and for you guys, you guys are going to chime in on it. That's going to be a good way to just reset the boundary, right? It's just a reset. We're good. All right. If you need anything, I'm here. 2020 is around the corner. Let's move. You know, that's the best way to do it. It's just, you just find ways to connect, and you don't take it too seriously. You take life as it is, and it'll just reward you. Like you said, the universe, I think we'll talk about that next time, but I think the universe just has a way of saying things without saying a word, right? Just this happened because we want it to happen this week. It just doesn't happen because, well, it's boring, it's not there for you. No, it happened because it needs to happen. And
yeah.
when you embrace it and you don't neglect it or say, well, this is rigged or something, then you'll really find true happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, man. Yeah, the universe doesn't say anything. It really just shows you, right? It just shows you who needs it, you know? So, yeah, man, 100%.
That's it, brother. Anything else you want to talk about, man? We good.
No, I think we're good, bro.
All right. And I'd like to thank Uncle Mike for coming on the show. Like I said, we'll get this recording on both stations pretty soon. I'll get this up and going, and yeah, man, thank you for taking time, as always. Where can people find you for anybody listening?
Find me on Instagram, man, Uncle Mike 80, or Uncle _ Mike _ 80 on Instagram.
I forgot the podcast we did. I forgot about that. We had
what
the
podcast?
Episode, the one where we did with the UP. Yeah, real quick, we're going to talk about that real quick. So for those of you who don't know, Uncle Mike and I had a podcast recently. I almost forgot. I thought we had got that in before we did. The episode came out. It was episode 14. And it was a good episode, man. You want to talk a little bit about what you said, just for the listeners out there?
Oh, man. I mean, it was just an introduction, you know, to what my podcast is about and who I am as a person and,
right,
you know, why am I doing what I'm doing and stuff. And really, I'm just, you know, your average guy trying to share my experiences and share my knowledge about growing up, you know, just growing up being a single man, you know, mm-hmm. who's just trying to get by in the world and, you know, picked up a couple of gems along the way. And, you know, KT was nice enough to like ask me about him. So I'm just dropping them and, you know, sharing them with the world. And I feel like I have, you know, some of the gems that I picked up are valuable without a doubt, you know, from, you know, growing up, you know, in a broken family to, you know, like purchasing my first home, you know, investing in real estate, that sort of thing. And also, you know, like falling in love and you know, meeting women and anything, man. You know, anything that I've been through, I'm not afraid to share. So, you know, KT was nice enough to kind of ask me about it. And, you know, that's how that episode came about, and that's how my podcast came about. So,
awesome, brother. Yeah, I'll link that in the. I'll definitely put that in the show notes and mention you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll just plug in my. Yeah, it's. I go by Uncle Mike, but the name of the podcast is My Podcast Journey and Random Life Tips.
There you go. I'll definitely plug that in. Guys, thank you so much for, like I said, for taking the 20 seconds or however long you want to listen out of your day. It means a lot. And we'll go from there. Thank you again, Uncle Mike. Appreciate you, bro.
All right. Thanks, KT. Talk to you later.